Hello, Divine Beloveds. I'm super excited to come together to know the truth, live on spiritual principle, and align with universal law and your unique divine expression. So today on the podcast and show, we're going to break on down this week's universal law, which is the law of rhythm. All of life is a cycle of the expanding of consciousness and for us to come into our highest divinity in human form in the relative world. We're also going to break down this week a little bit about Jupiter and Uranus conjunction. As I'm not an advanced astrologer, I'm a doctor of divinity, but from a science of mind perspective, we're going to really take a look at what's happening in a huge event astrologically for the evolution of consciousness as well. And then we're also going to take a look at how we can get our mind right today to tap into that divine presence so that we can powerfully have magic and miracles and manifestation in our life.
Welcome to the Dr. Aaron Show. May you live your truth.
Hi, I'm Dr. Aaron, Dr. Divinity, and welcome to this show where we come together to know the truth, really about spiritual awakening and manifesting our highest divine essence and being able to manifest a life that is in alignment with the highest good for all. We talk about spiritual hacking and really transformation and spiritual journey, spiritual growth, and all the above. So welcome, welcome. If this is the first time of the show, would really, really love it if you give a review. It really helps to get 5-star reviews and to share it out with your girlfriends and guy friends, because in here we get our mind right. So life is hard enough as it is. A lot of us feel alone, and it's really great when we have community to support each other and hold each other accountable for truth and really enjoy the journey together. So today, again, we're going to break on down universal law of rhythm. And if you haven't already, you can actually below here, you will see you can opt into the manifesting challenge where you get 52 universal law lessons, worksheets for journaling, and a community. So here we're going to talk a little bit today about the universal law of rhythm. And I want to share a little bit of my own story this week. So I was just in a big mastermind with an elite group of women who are soul-based but have really big platforms online. And I want to share something with you because I think you can learn from it yourself. Whether you are an entrepreneur or not, there is something that we all desire to have purpose. Doesn't matter if we're trying to have better health or trying to have better relationships or trying to do more in our purpose and calling through our businesses. The truth is that each and every one of us has something we're here to give. There's only one of you. There's only one of you for your frequency and vibration for the world. So I want to share a little bit about this. So on the third day of the mastermind, it was a 4-day retreat. And on the third day, there was more of an elite group that stayed through, and we all did what's called hot seats. And what we do is we come up to the front of the room and everyone shares. They share kind of like where they're being challenged in their business. And it's probably a lot different than, say, very masculine led mastermind and retreat. The women tend to get very vulnerable. In fact, most of the time, whichever woman comes up to the front, and men as well, because there's men there as well, would begin to cry, you know, feeling like, wow, there's something about when you're being held in a space where everybody really has your back and everybody truly wants to have transformation and everyone truly wants to get deeper and deeper into the authentic space for yourself. And as each of the women and men came up, most of them, I'd say 9 out of 10, began to cry. And there was a common denominator. So each and every one of them would also realize that whatever they were struggling with, whether one of the women actually was saying that she was struggling with wanting to live, you know, she would never commit suicide per se, but she struggled with, you know, just life. Another one was struggling with, she had been sexually assaulted by her father or abused by her father for majority of her childhood. Like, these are deep, deep things. Okay. There was little things and big things, okay? Like all of us, some of us have been through little traumas and some of us have been through big little traumas and big traumas, right? But the common denominator was this, is as the women and men began to share, there began to be a common denominator, which was whatever they were going through needed to come through in their messaging and in sharing and becoming vulnerable for their story for life, for their businesses, for them to really truly be authentic and serve wherever they were struggling. We always teach wherever we are really struggling. And that's the same for all of our life. It doesn't matter if you want it to be a business or not in your spiritual journey. It matters that you're giving back. So even if you're struggling in an area, the best thing you can do is serve in that particular area. So that brings us to this universal law this week, which is the law of rhythm. So the universe is guiding you to go with the flow. And how we know where we are in alignment and not in alignment and authenticity is where we are experiencing flow or resistance, right? So this rhythm of life, and I'm going to get into this astrological event as well, that life is an energetic flow, a vibration that moves in a cyclical manner, right? Day becomes night, tides rise and fall, heart beats in and out. And this law brings about balance and order and a centering equilibrium. So we know as hard as it is, this too shall pass. And as great as it is, this too shall pass. And when you begin to realize that this world out here is just ethereal, it's a dream state, but the only real state is within, with the divine, then we begin to actually realize that we're not the circumstances of our life, and that really we're here to learn and grow and have joy and really experience this divine experience of being human. And so this law is really teaching us that extreme beliefs, extreme judgment, extreme intense actions are neutralized over time and neutralized by there's an order, right? There's an order that what goes up has to come down. Whatever seems like the hardest thing you're going through often becomes the blessing of your life. And so that brings me to this Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. Okay. I am not a traditional astrologer. I'm a doctor of divinity. However, I know and are we're one with the cosmos, and each of the planets represent a particular energy and intention for the development of consciousness. I'm a master of consciousness, a master of manifesting and metaphysics and, you know, all that. So distilling this down, it's really fascinating. So it was on the 20th, but it's not just that one day. It's right. It's this whole kind of gap, and it happens about every, you know, 13 to 14 years. And it is, you know, so you began to track. So I want you to think right now, where were you in 2010 and in 1997? You may have not even been born in 1997. Okay. So I was really kind of feeling this. In fact, the night of the 20th, I actually was at the retreat, and then I came home and I actually did a spiritual practice, and I really had a release. I had to cry and really release things. And even the next morning, I felt really, really like this kind of energy, this kind of almost anger, almost like frustration was coming through me. And so I know it's not like I don't put a meaning on my spiritual practice does not put a meaning on it. I literally had to feel into it. And so when you think about, and I'll tell you what was going on for me, but we want to first break down what is the energetics of Jupiter and Uranus. So Jupiter is really about, it's the guru, it's growth and expansion, healing, prosperity, good fortune, miracles. It's kind of like a guru. It really transcends everything, right? Uranus is really about magnifying and a quantum leap, if you will. It's a breakthrough. It's like the revolution kind of thing. So together, it really is like a quantum revolution. What is the quantum revolution happening in your life? And we know that when a revolution happens, there's like a revolt, like something has to kind of like push out and like jolt out at some level. So it's a quantum revolution. So what is that quantum revolution for you? So Uranus is about rebellion and independence, a great awakening, shock, awe, lightning good. It can be like miracles can happen during this time, but it also, sometimes it also feels like some of the hardest thing, right? The birthing pains of this quantum leap for ourselves. And so for me, I had to really kind of reflect, what was this for me? And I was thinking back to 1997, two cycles ago of this conjunction. And I was actually going through a divorce from my son's father. And I actually found meditation for the first time in my life after having a stillborn right before my son. I began my spiritual journey, but it was more just like a grieving of realizing how sad I was inside. It wasn't until 1997 that I was actually getting a divorce. It was a really super hard time for me. Super hard, super scary, super lonely. I felt like I had failed in life. I was like just financially, I was waiting tables at night trying to like put things together. I was kind of beginning my spiritual journey, but I had no idea. I was reading books and I found meditation. And this is what began my kind of my spiritual journey, if you will, from after shutting down all my abilities when I was younger. And so then I fast track forward to the next cycle of 2010. And I was like, well, what was I going through? Well, I was going through, again, one of the hardest things I'd been through. After 2008, I almost lost everything to my name. I almost lost $1 million at the point in time. But at the same time, because of that kind of horrific time of 2008 and how hard it was with financial systems and everything, looking at losing everything, it was actually one of the greatest blessings of my life. Because what happened was I actually surrendered more and more to my spiritual journey. In fact, I declared at that point in time, I'd been doing all my spiritual work for about 14 years, all diving into my meditations, diving into transformation. And I had began to have clients, but I actually, at that point in time, in 2010 is when I declared it to be really and truly my mission of this lifetime, that I decided it was my main career. And this was what I was really dedicating my life to. And so now I flash forward to this divine present right now, this conjunction, and I realize, wow, this is why I'm going so deep into my practice. I'm waking up at 3 a.m. I'm doing massive spiritual practice, and it's because I'm surrendering more and more to the quantum leap of who I am as a spiritual teacher. And so my question for you is, where are these cycles of the rhythm of your life, right? We have really good rhythms. We have really bad, vicious cycles, right? But there's always some kind of a theme going through our life. And so what is that theme? And that's what I'm asking you. What is the quantum revolution? What is the quantum leap? What is the spiritual wisdom coming through for you, right? And so in this, we're going to just do a spiritual mind treatment. We're coming in here for a profound shift in truth really quick for you to just get a jolt of truth through the show and podcast. So I want you to think, you can pause this, you can write down, where were you in 2010? Where were you in 1997? What is that cycle? What is that evolution of your soul's journey? What is that spiritual awakening? What is that spiritual growth? What is that trauma, the theme of the trauma that is ready to be released, right? The false identity. And so let's just know this truth. For me, I'm knowing absolute spirituality, that my core, most important thing in my life is source, is my spiritual practice, is to stay in that divine presence all day long, to no longer make anyone wrong, to hold the divine presence. And then we're going to get more and more into the spiritual practice. And if you're somebody who wants to dive more into getting developed in your spiritual practice, I invite you to get some of the links below, come into our community, get trained in some of the deep, deep processes, do your trauma work, do your transformational work, rise up as a leader for the world as a spiritual psychology coach and practitioner. But in here, let's just do a spiritual mind treatment, because that's what we do. We know the truth together. We do breath work. We meditate. We vision. We do our spiritual practice. But in here, we're doing a spiritual mind treatment right now. Okay. So I want you to set your intention of what it is for this next cycle of the rhythm of your life through this next 14 years of this Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. So taking a deep breath in, you can put your hands together, put them at your heart. Taking a deep breath in, you know, the scientific prayer into this affirmative mind treatment, into this spiritual mind treatment. I recognize right here, right now, the power of consciousness, that we're in an evolution of consciousness, that we're in the expanding of consciousness. And I recognize that this is the rhythm and the cycle of always spiraling up, 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 or spiraling down, down, down. The choice is ours through universal law in this relative world. We can choose to spiral up, expanding, feeling better and better and more aligned, or we can spiral down into that vicious cycle, that negative cycle, that division in mind. And I recognize the choice of prosperity, the choice of scarcity is ours, the choice of vitality, or the choice of disease is ours, the choice of divinity, or the choice of division and dividing the mind. I recognize right here that this quantum revolution is the breaking through, the birthing pains of going to that next expanded self, that highest self, that vibrational self, that divine self that is the unique divine expression. And so I'm knowing great spiritual wisdom, the guru within, turn the dark to the light. I'm knowing right here, right now, to know, to get our mind right so that we every day can be righteous, that we can use our mind in the highest frequency to direct it for the highest harmony. So I just know great awakening, shock and awe of the Waheguru, that part of us that is the mystical, the magical, the miraculous joy of our lives. In this, I'm knowing a lightning bolt of energy, that in this source of love source, this Christ source, this Buddha source, this consciousness inside that is in the quantum field, that absolutely is the zero point field that is infinite possibilities in universal law of the rhythm of the heartbeat of life. May we absolutely come into this breakthrough consciousness, this miraculous space of knowing that we're here in this masterclass called life. And I just say thank you. I am so dedicated with devotion, with reverence to the only thing that there really is that's sustainable, which is source within. I release and emancipate myself from the earthly realm, and I know I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. I emancipate myself and I literally give only to this world to serve, bring love, bring light, bring the I am. I release all false identity, all false belief, and I simply say, as together we say, and so it is. Okay, you guys, amazing. I'm super excited to get in here on the show and podcast and give you some fast, quick podcasts to get your mind jolted correctly. I'm also going to have some new guests on here, some experts for you to be able to get more divine wisdom of all different practices, all different spiritual practices and everything, so you can take it into your life. Also, I'm going to be coaching people on the podcast. You can apply to come on the podcast, from anything dealing with relationships and love, to health and vitality, to money and career, to birthing your purpose and calling. So I'm super excited to dive with you. And please, again, I would love it if you give a review. It really helps. If you've gotten value from this at all, please don't be stingy and give a review. It really helps the whole platform. It helps get truth out to the world. And so I'm just saying thank you, guys. I'm sending you so much love. May you live your truth.